We are learning Masechet Chulin Daf Hey Amud Aleph. We are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The beginning of the line is Shiyu Royin Zez. They are going from Leima Mesayayalei. We are discussing Rav Onon's Chiddush that says that even if someone was a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah, you're still allowed to eat from his Shechita. He's not considered a Goy, he's not considered a Min, he's not considered Apokaris. He's still considered a Yid and he could do a Shechita. And what was the Raya? Because Yishofet ate from Yachov's Shechita, that was the Raya. I think Moroz Yachov is bringing another Raya. Let's try to bring another raya to Rav Onon. The first raya was a raya, but Lamaise had some ways he could be doicher a raya. Maybe a shafat ate from his own shechita, maybe he didn't eat at all. And the more different tainus, the more came out that he ate from Achav, that's the more comes down, that'll be a raya. But let's bring another raya, Lamaise. In the pasuk it says, in the same area, in Mesechlis Melachim, in Sefer Melachim, in the same prokim there, discusses Eliyahu Navi and Achav, that Achav was angry at Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi had to go into hiding. And Hashem said, before he went, he knew already that Achav will be angry at Eliyahu Navi, and he said, you run away, and I will get food from, the Arvim are going to bring you food. And it says in the Pasuk, Va'arvim avin loy lechem abasar v'abayker, that the Arvim used to bring him lechem abasar in the morning, v'lechem abasar ba'erev, u'minanach al yishta. So the Arvim brought him lechem abasar in the morning and lechem abasar at night. Where did this basar come from? And this lechem come from? Arvu d'marav. Mibet havchi da'achav. It came from the butcher of Achav, from the kitchen of Achav. It came from Achav's kitchen. That's where the Arvim were bringing the lechem abasar. And l'chayr it's a raya that even Eliyahu Navi ate from Achav's kitchen, from Achav's shechita. So you see it's a raya, huh?
How did they know that?
Had they noticed? That was the Messiah. You don't see from the Pasuk. The Messiah is Amar Rav Yudah Rav, that the Messiah is that it came from Beit Havchi Da'achav. So it's a raya, at least from Rav to Rav Onon. But I guess that was the Messiah that he ate. How do you know what? He had no idea where it came from. Hashem said, you're going to get food, and Taka Kachava, the Arvin brought him food. And so you mean to ask like this, what happened? Good. First of all, where did it come from? Maybe it's Basel Shulis Alam and Ayin. Good. It's good. The top place to ask the Kach. We'll get there in a second. And for the Gemara, Apia Adibur Shani, that Apia Adibur Shani, Rashi learns that you're right, it's a good raya, but maybe really it's also from Achav. It's also from someone's Oved of Zara. But here, a special het of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Tirula of Yishaw, that's how Rashi learns. Now, Taisa says, Vim Taimar, Lemay Sakadaitach, Leva Pidibur, Tikshi, Dama Rav Basta Shurisalam, and Ayan, also. So the Yeshloimar emphasizes the Zeho Yedeya Shay Semech Apiyah Dibur, that we knew that was Semech Apiyah Dibur, that the Lav Mishal Evichavim Kamaisi. Avaloy Sakadaitok Shabah Dibur Lahatir Isser Shkitas to Tabachim Dachov. That we didn't think of. Kamashlo, no, that was Mato also. Apiyah Dibur could tell you that it didn't come from anywhere else, it came from the place where it's coming from. It's not Salman Ayin. But it'll be matir, the Isser Shechitas Achav, we didn't know that yet. Kamashlo the Gemara, yeah, it's matir that Apiyah Dibur Shani, therefore it's not a raya that Shechitas Evichavim is mutter because of a Oyvid Evichavim is mutter, or Shechit of someone Oyvid Evichavim is mutter. But here was Apiyah Dibur Shani. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, and Tosfos Sanhedrin learns the Gemara also, that Apiyah Dibur Shani means that will be matir, even though maybe hold not like Rav Onon, will be matir. The Marsha and the Ritva, Masha already asked his kasha. He said, "What's the whole raya?" He says, "Maybe because kasha, even the apia dibur hoyo, amayle neimer the who good loy apia dibur shahoyo v'dava hamutter mezavoyach da avadia. Maybe it came from the shechit of avadia. We know Achav had someone that was a tzaddik in his household, avadia. And you're right, avadia couldn't be shechit leroiv." But he could be shechit for one person, so maybe it was coming from a bad shechita, and that's where it was coming from. So some of the Ritva learned that's what Marmi's Apiyah Dibur Shani. That's good for the Gemara's Taurus. Apiyah Dibur Shani, that there he knew it was coming from a bad shechita. Mashen came by Yoshafat Rachav, that would be right, that you have no idea. But here, Apiyah Dibur, the way the Ritva learns the Gemara's Taurus is that it was taka from a bad shechita, not from the Achav shechita. What does it mean Arvim? We didn't teach Arvim, because Arvim usually means ravens. So that's Pasha teach. So my Arvim, what does Arvim mean? Amar Avino, Arvim Amish was actually ravens, type of bird, was bringing the food for Eliyahu Navi. Amalir of Adabar Yoimi, but Dilma Trey Gavri Adavish my Arvim. How do you know it means ravens Mamish? Maybe it was two fellows, the name was Arev. Now you ever heard of someone's name is Arev? Yeah. Milik Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayahargu es Arev, Betur Arev, Vazev, Hargu b'Yakev Zeib. It's a pasuk in Shoftim, and these were sorry Midian. One of them's name was Oirev. So it is people have name Oirev, and maybe these two guys' name is Oirev. That's what's Oirevim. Amalei. So the Gemara said, "V'shrayim milsa tavayav v'shmaya Oirevim." What's the chance that Oirev is not such a common name? What's the chance of two people the name Oirev punked al shluchim that brought the agents, the messengers, that brought Eliyahu Navi food? That's not mastabra. So the Gemara v'dilma Hashem ekoyman. Maybe it is Al-Shem Mekayimim. We're calling them Irvim because they came from a certain place, like the Mitzrim, Plishtim. Maybe they're Irvim, they come from a certain place. Milik Siv, and where do you find such a thing that will call even two people? Usually you call a whole nation by the name of their country. But who said that even a person, a Yachid, we called Al-Shem Mekayimim? I'll bring a Raya. Because the Pasuk says, Va'odom Yotzu Varom Yotzu Gedudim Vayishbu Merit Yisrael Naira Ketano. So the problem with the pasuk naira katana, it's a stira. Is it a naira or katana? The kashulon karla naira, karla katana. Is she a naira, which is someone who's over 12, or katana, less than 12 years old? Well, why we call naira katana? Which one is it? Bamra pedas katana the minurin. That naira is the name of a place. It's a katana from the place called Nurin. So you see, even on a yachid, you'll call them al shem mekayma. See also. Who said Arvami Ravens Mamish? Maybe it means that there was someone who came, the people who came from Arvim. So tomorrow, no, it should have said Arvihim, and extra Yod, that means it came from that place. Since it doesn't say that, so therefore we know it means Ravens Mamish. It means Mamish, a certain type of bird. Now Taisa says, and Rashi really bavarns this as well, so Taisa says, what do you mean? It says Ivrim and Mitzrim, it doesn't say Ivrim and Mitzrim. It says Mitzrim. So why can't verse be Arvim? So Taisus has a cash. There you can't make a mistake. But by Arvim, since you make a mistake and think it's ravens, if you wanted to say it's from the city of Arvim, of Oirev, and you want to call them Arvim, it should have said Arvim, not Arvim, because you get mixed up with ravens. I, by Ktana, Naira Ktana, dear. It calls her a Naira, even though it doesn't say Naira. It doesn't say the it says Naira, and we figured it out. Tarot says, because there, since it says Ktana, we know Naira has to mean the country. It can't mean Naira Mamish, so there you don't have to say a Naira. But by Arvim, if you wanted to tell me it means from the place Arvim, you should say Arvim, because if not, you'll think it's ravens, and therefore we know, Taka, it means actually birds brought the food for Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay, that was his, I think, a point was Arvim mean. But back to our sugya. So, Lamaisa, Apia Dibashani, it's not a raya from here to Rav Onan. So we have two, we have one raya from Achav and Yerushafa. The second raya was logged up. But now the Gemara will come and try another one. And this one might even slog up eventually Rav Onan's Shita. Zog to Gemara, Lema Miseyele. No, this is not in this one, the next one. This one, Lema Miseyele, will try bring a raya, but it won't work out. Lema Miseyele is try bring another raya to Rav Onan. Lema Miseyele. It says in this brisa, we had this brisa on Davdalad on Beis. Lema Miseyele, I call Shechtim. Everyone's like the Shechita, but I feel a Kusi, even a Kusi, I feel a Orel, even a Orel, I feel a Yisrael Mumar, even a Yisrael Mumar. Sai Orel Haichidami. Ilim Shmeso Ach Machas Mila. If he's not doing Mila because his brothers died, Hai Yisrael Ma'ali, he's an Oinus, he's a very good, he's a very big tzaddik. There's no tzad, his shechita should not be good. Ela Pshito, Mumur La Reilis. Talking about someone who's Mumur La Reilis, he's La Hachas Taka. He doesn't want to do a Reilis. And the halacha is, he's kosher for shechita. Why? Because someone does one Avera, La Hachas doesn't make him into a Mumur, and therefore he can do the shechita. But then what's the Emes Seifa? That's Mumur Lareilis. Elalav must be Mumur Lareilis. Lareilis Chavim. It's a Mumur Lareilis. And the Chiddush is Kuravana. And the Chiddush, even though Avezar is usually connected to Kalatar Kula, but still, since it's only one Aveira, Rav Anan's been Mechadish to us, even Avezar, he still can do Shechita. He's not considered a guy. So it's a right to Rav Anan. So I'm like, no, loy, 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 aim aloch, mumu levis chavim, loy. Don't matter why, chamur levis chavim, shkal kaifa baal, kamay lachar dar kula. Maybe someone's mumu levis chavim, consider a guy mamish, because he's like his kaifa in the whole Torah. Ella, what does mumu mean? Something more than arelis. Ella, mumu lo oise dava kudarava. So when someone's mumu, oichel nevelis, litei avoin, so by him, he's allowed to shchit, and that's the chiddush of Mumu Yisrael. So basically, we had really a Rava and a Rav Anan. This Bryce is a Raya to one of them. Just we're not sure which one, therefore it can't be a Raya. That means we had Rava on yesterday's daf, that's Mechash Tos, that Oichel Nevelis L'Te'avoin, his Shechit is good. Even though he sometimes eats the vela, but since he's not shavik het heira, so therefore, since it's possible to beheter, he does beheter. That's what Rav said it was mutter. And we have a Rav Onan that says that a mumul of avodah zara is still mutter do a shchita, because he's the only mumul of avodah zara, not a shchita. But lemaisa, this is not a riot to him, because to either one, because you could say it means the other one. What's the chiddush of filish shal mumah more than arelus? So either it's a chiddush like Rava, that even a mumah oichel nevelus teyavan is a good shchita, or it's a riot of Rav Onan by avodah kechavim. But lemaisa, you know, it can be a riot either way. So far, we're holding Rav Onan's shita. Now we're going to have a meisver. Now we're going to have a kasha, which will slug off the shita of Rav Onan. We have no idea what he holds with that. We have no idea what Rav Onan holds about that. That's Rav's shita. We don't know what Rav Onan holds with that. The charetz will come out that we have to hold like Rava lemaskanim, because maskanim we're going to slug up Rav Onan. So what's going to have to happen, we're going to have to hold like Rava, which is kachava. We take a hold like Rava, could be a riot from the brisa. If at the end of the day you slug up Rav Onan, then the only way to learn the brisa will be like Rava, which will take a mean. We'll have to pass like Rava, which will come out on the cheshbon. But let's first see. Let's first give Rav Onan a chance. We'll see if it's a kasha or not. Meisve. The Dr. Brisa says in the pasuk, "Da'abre b'nei Yisrael u'mat aleim Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem min abahim min abakom min atzayin takriv v'as karbanchem." So we dash like this: Adam ki yakriv mikem, from one of you, v'loy kolchem. Not everyone can bring a carbon. Who can bring a carbon? L'hoitzi es amumer. A mumer cannot bring a carbon. Mikem. This chilek that we're saying, a mumar, is disqualified is only by a Yisrael bringing a carbon. But by a non-Jew brings a carbon, which we know a non-Jew could bring a carbon. It's from a different parasha. It says ish. There it doesn't say mikem. There, even a mumar could bring a carbon. It's basically, you see from the psukim like that. And the svara is also because the guy himself doesn't really bring the carbon. He just sends it to the Beis Mikdash. The kohen brings the carbon. It's not really considered so much there. We don't disqualify a mumar when a guy brings the carbon. So this whole disqualification of a mumar is only by Yisrael, not by umas. Vaiter in the pasuk, mina behema. Mina behema is being marba lehavi b'nei adam shedoyim in lebehema. It's being marba people who are doing with the behemoth, which means people who act like a behemoth sometimes. They do averis. Mekan omru, mekavlim kabonis v'poishe yishor, kishy yachshirim v'tshuva. We accept kabonis from people who do averis. Chutz, except a few people we don't accept from. Mina mumar, u'menaseh chaseyayin, u'mechal shabbos v'hesya. Which sounds like three things. From a mumar, and from someone who is menaseh chaseyayin tavadizara, u'mechal shabbos v'hesya. These three things are disqualified. Now, there's three parts of this brisa. First part of brisa says, Mikem v'loy kolchem, mumar's out. Then it says, and says this is only by Yisrael, not by umas. Then it says, to be marbe, kvayshe Yisrael. Besides, for mumar, menas v'chayim v'chal shavasos. So you have to explain this brisa. But be'etzem, you could have stopped right here. It says clearly, someone's a menas v'chayim, he's a mumar to pour wine, to do avad izara, he's disqualified for kabbonis. So it's clear that he's already considered. He's considered a mumar, and he can't do shchita. He could have stopped right here, but we want to just lemaisa. We want to just explain pshat in the brisa first before we're going to ask the kasha. Before we're going to have a kasha, so to explain the brisa. So agufa kasha. Amrit mekem lekulchem lohitzis a mumar. You first said mekem lekulchem. That mumar's out. V'hadatani mekablin kabbonis supposed to show. Then you say you can let him mekabel carbon if someone does averis from people who are shah. It's a stira. So no, it's not stira. Halei kasha. Reisha mumul chatar kula. The reason why mumul chatar kula. Someone mumul chatar kula is disqualified from kabbonis. He's out. He's out. He can't be. He's considered like a guy. He can't do. He's a mumar. He can't do bring kabbonis. Mitziyasa. And he's even worse than a guy. A guy can bring a carbon. He can't bring even carbon. Mitziyasa. So the kasha was Pesach Yisrael to the Reisha Mumar, it's not sure. Reisha Mumar Chadar Kula, Mitziyasa, which is a case of Pesha Yisrael, Mumar Ldova Echad. It's a Mumar for one thing. He's allowed to bring a carbon. Eima Seifa, Chutz Mina Mumar, Umanasach Yam Chal Shabbos Vahesya. What's Mumar exactly? Hai Mumar Echidami. I Mumar Chadar Kula, Hai Reisha. You said that already. I'm going to say it again, Chutz Mina Mumar, we know that. The I Mumar Ldova Echad, Kasha Mitziyasa, it says Pesha Yisrael, you accept Kabbonis from. El Av, Hachi Kamba. This is how you read it. Mumar is not a separate thing. Which means that usually a mumar dov echad is kosher for a carbon. The only exception is there's two things which the mumar that alone will disqualify the person, and that is what nasach ziyayin and lechal shabbos b'fahesya. Someone lechal not b'tzina b'fahesya in public is lechal shabbos. He is disqualified from kabbonis. So what do you see? Alma mumur l'rishchav ma'av mumur l'chavatar kula v'tiyufta d'Rav Anan tiyufta. Here is a kasha on Rav Anan. They see a mumur l'rishchav is out. He's out. It's sitter a mumur. Consider mumur l'chavatar kula. He can't bring a carbon. And usually mumur l'chavatar kula means we consider him like a non-Jew, and therefore he cannot do the shechita. So it's a kasha Rav Anan. It's a shlagdav. Rav Anan is shlagdav from here that we see, like we said, the Rashi speaks this out that he could have just bore a raya from the words of Nasach Ziyah. You don't have to make a whole shikotar, but we want to explain Pshat in the Brisa. So the Brisa is like this: the Reisha says mumar means mumar chadar kula. The middle says paishis shah is mumar dava echad. Besides for two things that even there mumar dava echad would disqualify the person and make him into a mumar. Now, just a very big agav, if those learning Rashi, Rashi on the fourth wide line says that Mina Behema really teaches us Lamute, Roiva, Venerva, and other things. So the Ritva explains, still with Darshan in Mina Behema, Lahavi Bnei Adam Shdem Behema, because what's this Pasuk in Mina Behema doing in, what are you saying in Mina Behema? It says in Abakam and Atsang, the whole Pasuk is really extra, and therefore we have a right to Darshan. Mina Behema means even people who act like a Behema that are Paisha Yisrael. But Ad Khan, and this is with this, we shlugged up Rav Anan, I can ask me, we have a raya from Yishafat and Achav. Obviously, we're going to have to learn that Yishafat didn't even Achav Shechita. Either he didn't eat at all, or he ate and he ate from Avad Yishchita. Whatever the Gemara's Dich is, that was a very, like a long-winded raya, so there's ways to get out of it, and therefore, we have no rayas really to Rav Anan, and we shlugged up Rav Anan from this price, and it comes out this Halacha L'maisa, that someone is a Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, and someone and they are disqualified from a lot of things. There could be a problem with Bishul Akum. It's a very scary thought, but people are moving for these things. Mumus Shabbos Vahesia, Chal Shabbos Vahesia is a very big problem. He's considered, there's got to be not a lot of things, like a non-Jew, like every wine, there's got to be a lot of different things. Ayin, the halachis, Ayin Rav Moshe Feinstein that talks about it. For the there's a few Rav Moshe Feinsteins talk about, unfortunately, in the times of the early 1900s when the people who lost their jobs were working on Shabbos. So the shayla was, they consider a mumar, ayin sham, he has a special heta for them. But lamaisa, this is a big sugya mumar, is right here, and ayin bahalacha of mumar.